Should your life intersect with Chris Collier anywhere along your journey, keep a sharp ear. You're likely to wind up in one of her songs. Chris Collier is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, a retired educator, and a painter of houses. But most of all, Chris Collier is a storyteller. She focuses her musical microscope on moments, the everyday business of living life, captures it forever in lyrics, and then goes along her way. On Friday, December 7th, Chris will return to her old digs, performing a full band show at York Street Cafe in Newport, Kentucky for the first time in several years. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. Delighted to spend a little bit of time in the studio with Chris Collier. And Chris, welcome. You brought a friend along.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, Elaine. George Cunningham, my left-hand man.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Chris, why is York Street such a special venue to you?
Well, first of all, the food is great.
Priorities.
It's always been a great place to gather friends, and the second floor has always felt really great for me and my band. And it's just that opportunity to play with everyone and then gather all so many great friends. And the atmosphere of York Street is feels cozy, though it's large enough to have a pretty decent size audience. So
you had kind of a standing gig there for several years, didn't you?
Yeah, through the 90s, we played the first Friday of every month with the full band, and that was quite a lot of fun. We had a pretty consistent audience, and was packed, seemed like every month. So it's pretty exciting to be back there playing again.
Nowadays, most of your gigs are acoustic, usually with your friend George here, sometimes just you. How does working with a full band impact your interpretations of your own work?
Well, it certainly elevates it to another level, you know. I get kind of bored by myself, and I always enjoy playing, and I like to play by myself because you can't rehearse every single song you ever write, and every, you know, my whole songbook of over 300 songs. I can't play, you know, make George. I don't pay him enough to have him learn all those songs. But when George plays with me, it boosts me. And when I play with the full band, it just feels like a dream come true, you know, when that drum kicks in or when harmony vocal gets on a line or two. I get to be a listener then, and that's pretty exciting.
George, I'm going to ask you kind of the same question. Because you work with Chris's material so often in this kind of stripped-down version, how do you have to bob and weave to play it with a full band?
You know, you just listen closely, and you typically a little more freedom with a band for me. I don't have to cover bass and, you know, harmony lines or other parts. So it's very liberating. I can play a little louder, which is fun.
George, most people know you from the Faux Frenchman. This is about as far away from that style of music. What's the hat-changing thing that has to happen between your various projects?
You know, I was in the gray blankets and still am, you know, since Reagan was president, believe it or not. This is very much what I've always done, and just another hat, like you say. Love playing in the Frenchman. This is always a breath of fresh air.
Chris, you've been at this songwriting thing for a pretty long time. And if somebody's followed your career, they might feel like they've grown up with you and that they know a lot of people in your life, your family, your friends. What is the writing process when you sit down? Do the songs write themselves?
I think it happens both ways. Most frequently, though, some idea strikes me, usually a line that's either the first line in a song or some hook of the song. A lot of times I'll be driving when something hits me, and I think I gotta work with that. And once I sit down to write, it's really a very quick process. I throw it out in about 30 minutes, and I'm done. You sit down and find, I think I have a tune in my head when I come up with the line, and I play with that. And my skills, you know, as a player, kind of limit where it can go. But at the same time, it always feels like when I finished a song that it is exactly what I heard and what I needed. So it works out, especially when George gets involved or the band. Then it really takes the shape that I had imagined at the beginning. And while I don't dictate to George or to the other musicians that I get to come and play with, I'm always so, when I hear it, I'm like, that is it. You know, I'm so lucky that that you, George, and others bring their talent to any project.
Yeah, you should mention Bobby Fischer in your records.
Yes, definitely. Bobby Fischer, he's a real listener. I have been blessed to have a lot of great musicians to play with and who really listen and bring those songs to their full life.
George, you do this really cool kind of atmospheric stuff around Chris's sung lines. What is your rig? Because I've never seen one that looks quite like yours.
Oh, it's nothing fancy. I have a Harmony archtop guitar that once belonged to the great Kenny Poole. And I just use sometimes I'll compress it, sometimes not. A volume pedal is pretty much, if I can keep it that basic, at a Vox amp with lots of tremolo on it, if I can keep it that simple, that's what I'll do. But, you know, try to keep it spooky and walk all over Chris's song. That's the important thing.
And walk here. You were able to carry it on the whole two blocks. Well, we've been talking about music. How about hearing a little bit?
It's been a path. It's been a journey. That has led me to you. I've been down, I've been ugly, I've been broke, and I've been blue. Since I found your heart, since I've known your love, since I fell for you, I've been over the moon, I've been over the moon. It's been a climb from deep within. I have surfaced, I have managed to see the light from where I have been. Since I've found your heart, I've known your love, since I fell for you, I've been over the moon, I've been over. It is you.
forever. It is you who makes me whole. Since I found your heart, since I've known your love, since I fell for you, I've been over the moon, I've been over the moon. Since I found your heart, since I've known your love, since I fell for you, I've been over the moon, I've been over the moon.
Over the Moon, Chris, what record is that one on?
That's on my newest release. It came out this year. It's called Love Answers Loudly, the CD is called. And Over the Moon is just one of the songs that kind of captures where I am these days in my life, you know, in a very healthy, wonderful, beautiful relationship that hopefully takes me out through the rest of my days.
And you recently retired from your job as an educator, taught for many years, and the last couple of years you've been an administrator. So several of your students have shown up in your songs as well. How tough of a decision was it to leave education behind?
Oh, gosh. Well, I love kids, and it was just the right time to go. You know, I'd done it. I felt like I played the part I needed to play there, and opened it up for some more youthful people with a different vision of where education goes and what's needed now. It was time to go. And I love those children that I have had anything to do with, and that they certainly shaped who I am, all those experiences with so many great kids, so many great families.
And now a little bit of more time to work on your music, huh?
Yeah, I'm back at it.
In her song Self-Portrait, Chris Collier writes that she's no Descartes, but she dreams of knowing what the universe is all about. That she's no Edison, but she dreams of inventing light that would enlighten all the earth equally. Luckily for us, Chris has welcomed our company along on her quest. She'll bring her songs to life with the full band for a very special presentation at York Street Cafe in Newport, Kentucky on Friday, December 7th, with special guest Greg Mahan opening the show at 9 o'clock. Chris Collier and George Cunningham have been my guests. For a link to Chris's music, visit our website, wvxu.org. What the heck, we'll link it to George's music as well.
Oh, thanks.
Chris and George, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, you, Elaine.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.